even more diluted as it washed across the several hundred solitudes of the audience. Nevertheless, a conventional personality, he depended on the conventions of his time.
To be free.
beside me now. Then why do I feel alone? I'm standing up here on this ledge in your very fine spider web.
Thank you. sheltering your loneliness. Like a gun, you will never ever learn pain. You'd stumble into this old movie house, and you climb into the frame. Yes, and here, between the moonlight and the happy machine, between the tunnel and the hurtling train, between the victim and this amazing scene, now once again, love calls you by your name. I leave the lady meditating on that very love which I do not wish to claim. I journey down the 100 wooden steps, but look, the street is still the same. Yes, and here, right here, between the dancing master and his cane, between the sailboat and the open drain, between the newsreel and your tiny pain.
Mr. Cohen failed to excite the audience last night. Or himself. Nor the immortal gods which leaning down from their clouds, cupping their hands over huge alabaster ears. They too were disappointed and had to withdraw again into the vast blue Sunday of paradise. This is a song, since I have invoked the absolute, concerns the absolute. For those of you who have been corrupted and defiled by the theories of relativity, this song, of course, will have little or no meaning. Those of you who have become brainwashed by the Eastern metaphysics may retire into your velvet seats now for 3 or 4 moments of this song and consider the Buddha and Marilyn Monroe and the other highlights of your thought.
The world to look through.
Then he wrote himself a prescription. Your name was mentioned in it. Then he locked himself into a blueberry shell with all the details of our sad honeymoon. And I hear from the nurse that he's got much worse years in his practice. It's fallen to ruin. Is to tarnish the golden rule. And just when I was sure that his teachings were pure, he went and drowned himself in the pool. His body is gone, yeah, but back here on the lawn, his spirit continues to drool.
They generally ask me, the English-speaking reporters, the meetings of my my songs. But if they're French, they ask me the meaning of meaning. That is really, that really stumps you. That gets you through many a night, I tell you. This song, although it was not prepared specifically to counter these questions, does stand in its own limping way for my position. And to solidify my connection with the National Rifle Association and other right-wing organizations, the Western Guard, who have excluded me from their feelers and their brochures. I never get any of their literature. I want this song to change things. Here it is.
There is a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man and the woman. There is a war between the ones who say there is a war and the ones who say that there isn't. Why don't you come on back to the war that's spread? Get in it. Why don't you come on back to the war? You know it. When I live here with a woman and a child, the situation makes me kind of nervous. As I rise up from her arms, she says, I guess you call this love, I call it service. Why don't you come on back to the war? Don't be a tourist. Why don't you come on back to the war before it hurts us? Why don't you come on back to the war? Let's all get nervous.
You cannot stand what I've become. You much prefer the gentleman I was before. I was so easy to defeat. I was so easy control, and I didn't even know there was a war.
Why don't you come on back to the war? Don't be embarrassed. Why don't you come on back to the war? You can still get married.
There's a war between the rich and poor, a war between the man. There is a war between the left and right, a war between the black and white, a war between the odd and even.
Why don't you come on back to the war? Take up your tiny burden. Why don't you come on back to the war? Let's all get even.
Smoking.
west to wear upon my very swollen appetite.
You kept right on loving. I went on a fast.
now I am too thin. Your love is too bad.
Sorrow, and that's the way.
I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Come on, walk me to the corner now. Our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you. Your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes, like the shoreline and the sea. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Eyes are soft with sorrow. There's no way to say goodbye.
Thank you. How did he sound?
He's my guilt to keep away from him. Like that possible.
And the band is composed of former SS monsters. However, since it is New Year's Eve and I have left cancer, I will place my paper hat on my concussion and dance. Back in the 1960s, those days of enthusiasm and apocalyptic expectations. There were many great artists and singers, and this girl became one of the greatest singers of that time. And her voice lingers on in jukeboxes and transistor radios. I used to meet her after 3 or 4 in the morning at the Bronco Burger across the street from the Chelsea Hotel. And by the sad, the relentless, and inexorable process of elimination, we sometimes fell into each other's arms, there being nobody else around. The thing about this woman was the magnificent absence of ambiguity in her life, in her manner of behavior, in her career. So many of the songs nowadays that you listen to from the pop world are filled with the anxieties, the vicissitudes, the ordeal, the burdens of fame, money, adoration, limousines, jewels, excessive lovers, all these things that the privileged few decide between and which create such havoc and such an ordeal out of their lives. From her there was none of this. She embraced it, you know, clean and straight and hard. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines waited. And those were the reasons, and that was New York. We were running for the money and the fame, and that was called love for the workers in song. It probably still is for those up in there. Ah, but you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say I need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. And all of them jamming around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. And it told me once again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. Yes, and clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty. You fixed yourself, you said, well, never mind, we are a good, we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just threw it all to the ground. You got away, I've never once heard you say I need you. I don't need you. I need you. I don't need you. And all of that jamming around. I don't mean to suggest that I love you the best. You see, I don't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, baby, I don't even think of you at all. Distance you put between all of the moments we will be. You know who I am. You've stared at the sun. Well, I am the one.
Sometimes I need you wild. I need you to carry my children in. Yes, and I need you to kill a child. Oh, you know who I am. You stared at the sun. Well, I am the one who loves changing from nothing to one. If you should ever track me down, I will surrender right then and there. And I'll leave with you one broken man whom I will teach you to repair. You know who I am. You've stared at the sun. Well, I am the one who loves changing from nothing to one.
Passé mon passage.
brillant dans un grenier, où la pluie nous a caché, les Allemands l'ont pris. Il est mort sans surprise. Now the wind is blowing, through these graves the wind is blowing, freedom soon will come. Then we'll come from the shadows.
December, I'm writing it now just to see if you're better.
New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little hut deep in the desert. Ah, yeah, you're living for nothing now. I do hope you're keeping some kind of record, yeah. Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You've been to the station to meet every train you ever. Then you came back with a Lily Marlene, and you treated my woman to a little flake of your life. And when she came back, I guess you know, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thing. But I see James awake. She sends her regard.
Called marriage. They're the ones that really get you.
Usually nobody has the energy to write this kind of song. The battle is so consuming. The battlefield is so bloody. The enemy is so aware. But I have the energy! And the reason I have the energy is that they'll never get me.
get in front of a big sign and then we, right.
Sitting at the keyboard now, among the many instruments he plays, banjo, mandolin, electric, 12-string, acoustic, a string instrument man, Jeffrey Layton. A stand-up bass and electric bass, Johnny Miller.
They will bind you with
body I'm in as a kind of trial. You can either use it for a weapon or to make some woman smile.
You have no love to give her, then she gets you all.
That's the river answer that you've always heard of. And you want to travel with her. You want to travel blind and to think that she will trust you, for you touched her perfect body with your mind. Yes, Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from a lonesome wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, "All men will be sailors then, until the sea shall free them up." He himself was broken long before the sky would open, forsaken, almost human, he sang beneath your wisdom like a song. And now you want to travel with me. You want to travel blind, and you think maybe you'll trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Down to the river, she's wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey on our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look amid the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning. They are leaning out for love. I swear they'll lean that way forever, while Suzanne holds a mirror. And you want to travel with her, yeah. You want to travel blind, and you know that she will find you, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Marlon.
Marlon Brando. I was only Steve McQueen. You were that fancy KY jelly. I was only Vaseline. You were the father of modern medicine. I was bald, shabby, and vulgar, Mr. Clean. You were the whore and the beast of Babylon. I was rent in
So the morning would not come.
and she really was alone. There was a 45 beside her head, an open telephone. We told her she was beautiful. We all told her she was free. And none of us would meet her in the house of mystery. Okay, so now